the sound of the city. Cooper and Luke. 98FM's Big Breakfast.
Ali Murray's Troublemaker. It's 98FM's Big Breakfast with Cooper and Luke. The time right now, it's 8:15 on Wednesday morning.
The time when we're supposed to be chatting to Mr. Ali Murray's, and I actually think for the first time ever doing a live interview, we are ready to go right now. So I push this button, we're chatting Ali Murray's. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Ali! Murray's!
Ah, me, how you doing?
I thought you were going to do a Westlife on us and keep us talking for hours.
Just a second. Let me tell you, just for a second, you panicked a little bit, didn't you?
I so panicked. Damn you, Ali. This is already one of my favourite interviews of all time. So Mr. Ali Murray's 18 million albums sold. He's got 6 studio albums. The last one was called You Know I Know. He is, of course, from The X Factor, was a contestant, then went on to be a host of The Extra Factor, was working on The Voice, is doing it again. The final is this Saturday. Welcome to The Big Breakfast.
Good to be here.
Ali, can I ask you a question about being on The Voice as one of the judges now with Jennifer and Tom? Is it true that you tried to set up a bit of a WhatsApp group?
Yeah, I did. I tried to put a WhatsApp group together, but then I realised that Sir Tom isn't on WhatsApp, nor is Jennifer, and nor is Will. So currently I'm trying to convince them. I've invited him about 80 times, but it's just me at the moment.
I think I'd be proud to have a WhatsApp group where Tom Jones leaves.
Tom Jones. I know, but I'm thinking, like, why is Jennifer and Will not even on WhatsApp? I just don't get it, so...
That's what happens. You get that famous.
They're just not with it, so.
Well, Ali, you are coming to Dublin. The All the Hits Tour. Extra tickets go on sale this Friday at 9 a.m. 21-day tour around Ireland and the UK. Dublin 3 Arena, 13th of May, the day before your birthday. No way.
I know. Can you believe it?
You're going to be wrecked.
It's going to be carnage. I apologise for anyone who's in the vicinity around that area on my birthday. I'm probably going to be all over the place. It'll be good. It'll be worth every minute.
Have you ever done a show on your birthday?
I have, actually. I think. Off the top of my head, I couldn't remember. But obviously, because it was my birthday, I was probably a little bit drunk.
Drinking responsibly.
No, because do they bring out cake to you on stage or anything like halfway during your songs?
Yeah, they do actually. It's been really lovely over the years when we have been on tour. There's been a few occasions where I've been doing shows and the crew and the band will put something together for me, which is great. So, no, it's gonna be a lot of fun actually. I'm looking forward, especially being in Ireland. You know, it's gonna be a really great time to be over there because I've got a lot of friends over there as well. So it'd be a right laugh and.
Defo.
You know, I'm sure it'd be a lot of fun with the fans as well, so I'm looking forward to it.
It's really nice to talk to you. For one big reason for me, I remember when you were doing the X Factor, and they played the little video, the VT of you, the little kind of backstory about how you worked in a call centre, and then you just sort of came across as a really nice dude. You started dancing for no reason. It was really entertaining, and now you seem to be exactly the same. Like I, you know what I mean? Is that on purpose?
I think not to take it too seriously, this conversation, but no, I think for me, I came into this at 25 years of age. I think I had I still go out and party and do stupid things, but I think I did all that really before I started to take my career seriously and decided, like, you know what, I need to actually do something with my life. And so I think coming into this, I just enjoy it. I'm very lucky to be where I am, and that's all credit to everyone that picked up the phone and voted for me, all the support, and that isn't just here in the UK, that's obviously in Ireland as well. The support's been unbelievable. Every time I come over there, it's been great. And so for me, it's been easy. I'm living the dream. I'm enjoying myself. So
I love that.
You know, that's what it comes down to. Just just being lucky, you know, knowing that I'm lucky to be in the position that I'm in, and I appreciate it as well.
Oh, Ali Murray, so nice. Extra tickets go on sale this Friday. Ali Murray's 3 Arena, the day before his birthday. So remember, bring the big signs for...
They have to come.
Yes, you have to come.
It's my birthday.
They have to
come. It's my birthday. It'll be a fun night. It'll be a really good night.
Ali Murray, if you're in town, you want to come in to us, you can always come in for a cup of tea.
Mate, I tell you what, if you're on air the morning after my birthday, then that could be an interesting interview. Let's do it.
All right, see you, man.
Come to my hotel. We come and do it live in my hotel room.
Dude, that's what you tell all the ladies. Yeah, go on. Ollie Murray, oh, see you, wow. Pal.
I'll see you soon. Right, take care.
Bye. 98 FM's Big Breakfast.